It is an honor. It's a privilege to be part of this board of directors for Lower Valley Energy. It's just such a great team to be working with, and I've had several years here now working with this team, and to be able to be the chairwoman now and lead it into the next couple of years, I'm really delighted.
As chairwoman, you come to it with experience, though. You've been working in various capacities on the board of directors, for example, covering our Idaho co-ops and attending their meetings, but also, of course, working with Wyoming as well. Tell us about what you've been involved with and how you've worked.
Yeah, well, I started out, I was on our audit committee, so that kind of threw me into the deep end of the financials here at Lower Valley Energy, and get a good grip and a good understanding of how our cooperative is working for our members. Going over to Idaho to represent Lower Valley Energy in the Idaho Statewide Cooperative Association is really interesting, in that so much information about Bonneville Power Authority, where we get our primary source of power, is discussed and handled over there. And it's sort of first hands-on on, you know, what are the issues that are facing BPA.
Many people don't realize Bonneville Power Administration, we have a contract with them for the wholesale power, Lower Valley Energy does, and it comes off of the dam structures on the Columbia River Gorge. You would be a part of that firsthand by working in Idaho with those co-ops.
That's exactly right. And the dams are in some ways controversial with some people, and it's really hard to get everybody informed well enough to be able to make their decision on how they feel about hydroelectricity. I think for our little corner of Wyoming and the little eastern edge of Idaho, I think it's a fantastic thing. We're the only cooperative in the state of Wyoming that does not get most of its power from coal. And as you know, it's changing for all the cooperatives in Wyoming. Our source of power, however, is pretty stable and kind of coming down a really good path environmentally.
Now, you've been working with those co-ops here, but you've also been working with the Wyoming Co-ops Association as well, as they have been a part of Lower Valley's service territory for quite some time. Is that right?
Yes, and it's a great group of people. It's really interesting because when I first got onto the board, I thought, oh, you know, this is going to be going off to, you know, corporate conferences and stuff like that. And it's really rural people meeting with rural people, trying to help and set up the best system and the most efficient system for providing power to rural people.
Wyoming Rural Electric Association, and Lower Valley's been a part of that for quite some time.
Well, we have been a part of that, and it helps Lower Valley Energy and the cooperatives to know what's going on legislatively and statewide, and it gives us good heads up on issues that might be coming up for discussion. And because, you know, one of the important things, I think, when I look at what's going on with electricity and being part of this board, is that, you know, it used to be that the things that people really needed was shelter, food, and water, and clothing. And with the internet and working telecommuting, what with the pandemic and everything, I mean, electricity is one of those key resources that people almost seem to not be able to live without.
Crucial.
And it really is so crucial. So it's just so rewarding to be able to be a part of the Lower Valley team in figuring out the best way, the most economical way, the most reliable way to keep our members working with the electricity that they need. And not only electricity, but also the natural gas as a backup, as an alternative, as a heat source. It's just really important. And I think that what I have learned in being on this board for a while, one of the things I've learned is that at almost every level of the company, there are very passionate people. And I think it's because of the importance of electricity to life in America today. You know, the linemen are so passionate. If there's an outage, they're on it. The engineering has a passion to try and make our system better. Management has a passion in trying to figure out what are the small corners where we can cut costs or do certain investments or certain projects to bring our costs down. for each individual member. So it's really a special, special team of people working here, and I'm just really tickled to be part of that.
It ties in with your comments in the newspaper of calling it a passion and a privilege to be a part of Lower Valley Energy. We are visiting with Nancy Winters. She's new chairwoman of Lower Valley Energy's board of directors. Any closing comments here, Nancy, as we wrap it up?
I know I'll be doing my best, and I think this cooperative has a great handle on its future. We'll just keep it going as well as it's been going. Maybe even better. Who knows?
Very good. Nancy Winters, Lower Valley Energy chairwoman, just appointed as that, and she will have a 3-year term. Dan Doxett of SBI Media.